Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the obligation of zakat and the virtues of zakat and related matters. Today's hadith is a bit of a long hadith. Inshallah we'll go through it and then we'll see how far we get inshallah. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, any person who owns gold and silver and does not give it what is due on them, then on the day of Qiyamah, these will be made into slabs of fire, then heated in Jahannam, and his side, his forehead and his back will be stamped with them. Every time they become cool, they will be heated for him for the duration of a day that is equal to 50,000 years until the accounting of deeds is completed, and he will be shown his path either towards Jannah or towards Jahannam. So the first thing we learn from this hadith is those things that we think that by hoarding and by protecting and not discharging zakat on, it will allow us comfort, it will give us more, we can do more with that money and that wealth. That same wealth, that same gold and that same silver, that same wealth will now be turned into slabs of fire and it will be heated in Jahannam. And a person's side, his forehead and his back will be stamped with them. Ulama explained that why these parts of the body is mentioned. That a person generally does not discharge zakat because of his honor. So a reference to his forehead. So therefore we're talking about his head, that his greed to fill his stomach with food and his covering himself with clothing, etc., refers to his. So firstly, it is greed to fill his stomach with food, a reference to his sides, and his covering himself with clothing is a reference to his back. Another explanation ulama give is that a person turns his face away from a beggar, shows him his side, and then he turns his back towards him. So this is why these three parts specifically is mentioned in the hadith. The person, when he turns away from the beggar, the first thing he turns away is his face. Then the next thing he turns away is now his side is towards the beggar. And then the third thing is the back. So ulama explain that Allah Ta'ala has made it such that when we have to discharge our zakat, and there's a genuine needy person that is there, he's actually doing us a favor. Zakat is something that we have to give. Zakat is something that we have to discharge. When there's a needy person, they don't think we are doing him a favor. Think that man is doing us a favor. That by him taking our zakat, then he is cleaning our zakat, our wealth. He is helping our wealth to become clean. If somebody washes our car for us, somebody vacuums the car, cleans the car for us, are we going to get upset with that person? Are we going to get happy with the person? So where there are people that are genuine recipients of zakat, we should be happy to give them our money. They're doing us a favor. Ulama explained the 50,000 years will apply to the disbelievers and sinners. As for the true believers, the day of Qiyamah will be the duration of 2 rakats of Fajr Salat, or like half a day of this worldly life. Allah will make it easy for those people that are true believers. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us to pass that day. But what we got to do is we got to prepare for it from now. So this is just some explanation as far as to the first part of this hadith. So those things that we are thinking that by hoarding and by stashing and not distributing zakat will be of benefit to us, those same things will work against us on the day of Qiyamah. Therefore it's very, very important that the wealth we have, we give the zakat on it. So someone asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what about camels? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, a person who owns camels. Now why he's asking this question? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned specifically about gold and silver. So he didn't specify camels. So the person now is asking, what about camels? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, a person who owns camels and does not fulfill what is due upon them, and one of their rights is that they be milked on the day that they are given drinking water, then on the day of Qiyamah, he will be flung on his face in a wide open field. What is this first part Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about? Is that you find that people that have camels, etc., and animals, that they would take them, especially in those places where water wasn't so freely available. So they would take them, they'd herd the animals, and take them to a place where there was water available, and give those animals a chance to drink. Now when all those animals are drinking there, there would be some poor people that would also come. Now these animals, they are milking animals. So what the person was encouraged to do is that the day that you're taking all these animals to drink and there are people there that are coming that are poor, then milk these animals and give them also some milk to drink. That is from amongst the rights that you have as far as these animals are concerned, that Allah has blessed you with so much animals, so much of milk, etc. Share with these people. You're bringing that, the people are coming, share with them. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that one of their rights is that they be milked on the day when they are given drinking water. Then on the day of Qiyamah, he will be flung on, in other words, person who does not fulfill the haqq of the animals. Then on the day of Qiyamah, he will be flung on his face in a wide open field. His camels will be the largest size they ever had been, and not a single young camel will be missing from them. They will trample him with their hooves and bite him with their mouths. When the last of them have passed over him, then the first of them will return to him for the duration of a day that is equal to 50,000 years until accounting of deed is completed, and he will be shown his path either towards paradise or towards Jahannam. Ulama explained what is meant by this. That when the last of them have passed, talking about these animals now, the same animals that he hoarded, he did not fulfill the right of zakat by giving zakat to these animals. Yet the hadith says, when the last of them have passed over him, then the first of them will return to him for the duration of a day that is equal to 50,000 years. That same animals that this person had hoarded, Allah Ta'ala will make it such as though these animals will get together in a ring formation. And these animals now, this person will be made to lie on the ground. These animals, the biggest that they ever had been, will come now and stamp on this person. In the ring formation that these animals are, that when the last of them passes, or the hadith is saying, that when the last of them have passed, then the first of them will return to him. So if they're in a ring formation, when the last person, last animal finishes stamping him, then the first animal will come again and tramp him, and they'll continue like this. Imagine, the man hasn't given zakat. What serious consequences it is for not giving zakat, even on animals. Where we first part we did, that this gold and silver will be heated in the fire of Jahannam. Here the animals that he was hoarding, did not give zakat, will be stamping him. So someone asked, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what about cattle and sheep? Now you spoke about gold, silver, and you spoke about camels. What about cattle and sheep? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, a person who owns cattle and sheep and does not fulfill what is due upon them, then on the day of Qiyamah he will be flung on his face in a wide open field. It will be a flat open field where all this action will be happening, where the animals, etc., will be stamping. So a person will be who owns camel and sheep and does not fulfill what is due upon them, then on the day of Qiyamah he will be flung on his face in a wide open field. Not a single one of them will be missing from them. And none of them, in other words, none of these animals that he had, will have crooked horns. The horns will be straight. In other words, when these animals also, they attack the person, it will be much more fierce than an animal that has crooked, twisted horns. So Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, they will all poke him. So they will, these animals, none of them will have missing horns, none of them will have broken horns, and none of them will have crooked horns. They will all poke him with their horns and sample him with their hooves. When the last of them passed over him, then the first of them will return to him for the duration of a day that is equal to 50,000 years until the accounting of deeds is completed, and he will be shown his path either towards Jannah or either towards Jahannam thereafter. In other words, he has to go through this whole experience. Again, it will be a ring formation. These animals will form and they'll poke him and they will trample him with their hooves. So someone then asked, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what about horses? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, there are three types of horses. One that is a burden for a person, one that is a protection for a person, and one that is a reward for a person. One that is a burden for a person is the one that a person kept for showing off. He just had that horse there to show off. Like sometimes you get a person who keeps that Ferrari. That Ferrari is only there for Sundays to take out and to show people. So this is something for us to be concerned about. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that there are three types of horses. One will be a burden for a person on the day of Qiyamah. Which is that one? One that is a burden is the one that a person kept for showing off, for boasting, and in order to cause harm to Muslims, it will be a burden for him. One that is a protection for a person is one that a person keeps in the path of Allah Ta'ala and does not forget the right of Allah Ta'ala with regard to its back and its neck. In other words, whatever right this animal had, this person maintained that right. So this now will be a protection for a person. It will protect, it will be a protection for him, and one that is a reward for a person is the one that a person keeps in a meadow or pasture in the path of Allah for the Muslims. In other words, this animal of mine is for the benefit of everyone. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter goes and explains with regards to this animal person is keeping so everyone can benefit. Whatever it eats from the meadow or pasture is recorded in his favor. Imagine that animal is eating, whatever that animal is eating is given, the reward is coming to the person that has kept this type of animal. The quantity of its dung and its urine is also recorded in his favor and is given to him as a reward. If it breaks its rope, in other words, this animal is tied up and it's eating all that pasture, the urine, the dung, etc. If it breaks its rope and it gallops over a hill or two, Allah records its footsteps and dung as reward in his favor. If its owner passes by a river and this animal drinks from the water, whereas he had not intended to allow it to drink from it also, Allah Ta'ala records the quantity as reward in his favor. So much of reward when a person is doing things for public benefit, when he's doing things for the benefit of the believers, so much of reward Allah Ta'ala gives. So the last part of the hadith before we terminate, someone asked, "Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what about donkeys?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Nothing has been revealed to me about donkeys apart from this unique and comprehensive verse that whoever does an atom's weight of good will see it, and whoever does an atom's weight of evil will see it." In other words, this was just like an usul that is brought now. It can be any type of asset, any type of animal, any type of benefit or possession Allah Ta'ala has given it, given a person, that whoever does an atom's weight of good, he will see it on the day of Qiyamah. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ مَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. A person does an atom's weight of good, he will see it, and he does an atom's weight of evil, even that he will see it on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Ta'ala protect us, may Allah Ta'ala save us. So one thing we learned from this hadith that we did today is that zakat is not a playing thing. Sometimes we think to ourselves, we're bluffing ourselves, that we saved so much, we didn't give our zakat, etc. But then that same thing that we didn't give will be a means of our punishment on the day of Qiyamah. Rather, we'll be careful. A person who's intelligent will take out a little bit more zakat. He will give extra rather than hoarding and holding. The more a person gives, the more Allah will give him. There isn't any shortage in the khazana and the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we want to hold back. This is a natural inclination that we have, that we want to continuously hold and hold and hold. The more we give, the more Allah will give us. There's a nice saying that it is what a person gives away that enriches him from day to day. It is what he's giving away is what's causing him to get enriched. It's not what we are holding. Sometimes a person thinks that the more a person Allah Ta'ala has given him, the more wealth he's got, then he's got more to give. Actually, it's the opposite. The more a person gives, the more Allah Ta'ala gives that person. It's not he's giving more because he got more. Because he's giving more, Allah is giving the person more. So this yaqeen we must have, that the more we give, the more Allah will give us, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.